Over 200 commodities are traded on Enam under different categories like the food grains, cereals, oil seeds, the fruits, vegetables, spices, and all other which are not included in the above categories are included in the miscellaneous categories. Next important channel is the Grameen agricultural markets. When you talk about Grameen agricultural markets, every farmer may not be able to go to an APMC. So retail agricultural markets, specifically near the farm grades at the Grameen level, serve as an alternate farmer-friendly market architecture. It is correlated to the rural periodic markets. Farmers assemble at regular fixed day interval of 7 days, 15 days at a time, seasonally or two. There is a direct sale between the farmer and the consumer. It reduces cost of transportation as well as other transaction costs that are involved in transporting the farm produce to the APMCs. It services the farm produces transaction. Farmers get a higher share of direct sales. So having understood the market channels, now we come to the third element of the market structure, that is the market mechanisms. Market mechanisms includes the minimum support price, the negotiated price, the auction market, the spot market, the forward contracts, the future market, as well as the options contract. Market mechanism is an important element of a market structure because it facilitates the trade in farm produce, in the market operation, in pricing of agri commodities, as well as access to the market. Different activities can be involved in market mechanisms, such as setting the minimum support price, negotiated prices, auction market, spot market, forward contracts, future market, options contract. So these are the different sub-elements within a market mechanism. Let's understand this one by one. The minimum support price. The government sets the MSP. What does it mean? It commits to purchase farm produce at a certain price if the market prices falls below the announced MSP. How does it benefit the farmer? Farmers are certain to receive a reasonable and remunerative price for their agricultural produce. It also assures a minimum income to the farmers. It reduces uncertainty of the price they are going to get, and in turn it reduces the risk of income loss due to the price fluctuation. When we talk about the MSP, this is set by the government. Negotiated prices are set by the buyers and sellers coming together and agreeing upon it. There can be various factors: crop quality, quantity, product differentiation, seasonability, as well as market conditions. The negotiated pricing can depend upon the price trends, the buyer's preferences, bargaining power, quality specifications, delivery terms, payment terms, price risk, as well as the potential returns. The next mechanism can be an auction market. When we talk in terms of an auction market, a lot of competition is set into it. A structured trading environment with clear rules and procedures encourages sellers to offer their product at a particular price, which is known as a bid. And whoever provides the highest bid wins the auction and must buy the agricultural product at the bid price. So it establishes clear rules and regulations for ensuring a better price from the buyer and an obligation to buy at a price for which the bid is made. Negotiated price auction market offers a transparent platform for price discovery through competitive bidding. It ensures efficient allocation of goods and optimal price outcomes. It mitigates the risk of for the buyers and the sellers. A spot market is based on the demand and supply conditions. Prices are determined by the current supply and demand. Buyers and sellers meet to negotiate price and quantities for immediate delivery so that the risk in the future is avoided. Whatever is the current price based on the supply and demand is accepted for buying and selling. Forward contracts is exactly opposite to the spot, where bilateral agreements are agreed between buyers and sellers to fix the price of the transaction happening in the future. No doubt this future price will be based on the spot price, but it takes care of the risk that might happen in the future. And once a forward contract establishes a price for a transaction in the future, buyer and seller are bound by it. Forward contracts allows farmers to exchange the agricultural products at a fixed rather than quantity at a future date. And the most important part is the hedging is done for price volatility. Like a forward contract, a future contract also fixes a price for a transaction in the future, but the difference between a forward and a future contract is, in a future market, standardized contracts are actually executed between the buyers and sellers, and a transaction happens on a commodity exchange. Future delivery of agricultural commodities at fixed price through agri-commodity exchanges are happening in a future market. Farmers use this mechanism to hedge against price fluctuations, ensures liquidity, price discovery, and price management. There can be a counterparty risk in a forward contract, but in a future market, there is the guarantee, or the exchange takes care of fulfillment of obligation between the buyer and the seller. In case of an option contract, unlike a future contract, the buyer has a right to buy but not an obligation to buy or sell agricultural commodities at the predetermined price. So this is a unique privilege wherein, based on the market condition, the buyer can use his right to buy or sell. Protects the farmers against adverse price movements, retains opportunities to benefit from favorable price changes. Now, having understood all these three elements, the market players, the market channels, and the market mechanisms, let's understand the challenges in the agricultural markets. And these challenges can arise because of the market located in the rural or the urban areas. The challenges can significantly hinder the efficient functioning of the farmers' market. It can impact the farmers' livelihood, and in turn, consumers also can face problems in food safety, affordability, and stable supply of farm produce. It can vary across rural infrastructure limitations and urban limited spaces for agriculture. The role of government policies also plays an important aspect to counter the challenges in agricultural markets. Let's first understand what could be the possible challenges in the rural areas. It can be inadequate infrastructure, which can hamper the transportation of farm produce from the farm to the consumers. Limited information on market access will hamper the farmer's calculation on getting the best price. Price volatility. Farmers may not know at what price he should be selling. Climate change can make the price of the farm produce fluctuate. Lack of adequate capital will have direct control on the muscle of the farmer for deciding on the inputs, the quality, and the quantity of farm produce. Lack of updating on modern farming will force a farmer to follow the same traditional methods and miss out on contemporary farming. Inadequate labor to work on the farms may not help farmer to have smoother farm operations. Lack of consistent irrigation facilities will not let the same quantity of farm produce come out in comparison to the farm operations with consistent irrigation facilities. And limited aggregation of crops can also be a challenge, wherein farmers may not be able to sell the entire farm produce at a better price. Like rural markets, urban areas can also have certain challenges, the topmost being the limited space for large-scale farming. Because we see a lot of concrete work happening everywhere, there will be a lesser space compared to the rural areas for farming in the urban areas. There can be higher input costs because the quantity of the scale of farming activities may not be as huge as in the rural areas, so input costs could be higher. Urban pollution and contamination can impact the farming activities. There can be regulatory constraints and zoning laws which will restrain certain activities in certain areas, and planting of specific seeds. Seasonality and climate variability can also pose a challenge in the urban areas. Marketing and distribution challenges, like the urban taste and preference would be for specific crops, and hence all the farm produce that is actually done in the urban areas might not get totally consumed. Consumer awareness and education may not be as there as to the required extent for consuming the farm produce as well as cultivating the farm produce. Competition from traditional supply chains can pose a serious challenge for the distribution of the farm produce that is generated in the urban areas. Integration with urban infrastructure could also pose a challenge, and the most important challenge in urban areas could be consumer preference and demand in the wake of the increasing awareness of consumers, especially on the nutritional aspect, the freshness and the best intake of food for fitness and overall activity in the urban areas. In spite of the challenges, the future prospect in agricultural market in India is promising, because farmers are adopting sustainable practices. There is an inclusive policy from government which encourages farmer to increase the cultivation land to get the best price for his produce, to get certainty in the farm produce in the form of MSPs. There are various protection programs like the insurance schemes for crop production in case of failure. There is data sharing and market information specifically from the research institute for farmers to take decisions on which crop to grow, what preventive measures to take. Storage and warehousing facilitating are increasing because of the support from the private sector. There is smooth transportation of agriculture produce because of the improvement in the roads and the other transportation means. Food processing units are consuming the produce from the farm and creating value-added products, which becomes an increasing additional revenue stream for the farmers. The market infrastructure is improving. The technology, especially advanced technology and the e-commerce platforms, are increasing the market access of the farmers, and availability of food grains across a larger region across the globe also. Export potential is creating special demand for the farmers to sell their produce to the consumers across the globe. Effective policy implementation and skill development and training programs are actually training the farmers for embracing newer technologies, for improving their farm operations, for accessing different market channels, and overall getting the better price, increasing the revenue and sustainability, and this in turn creates a win-win-win situation for the farmer, for the consumer, and the economy as a whole. Success and collaboration is essential, because all this market channels, players have to come together, collaborate and cooperate, and all players should pour in their efforts. Only then the success in agriculture sector can happen. Joint efforts from all the stakeholders, which includes farmers, policyholders, research and private sector players, can bring in a good growth and development in the agricultural sector, managing the price risk. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of chapter 2. Let's look at the conclusion points. Agricultural markets demonstrated remarkable resilience in establishing their enduring presence to fulfill the food needs of society. We have seen the initial agricultural markets, which were only meant for sustainment, it actually transformed into global markets. And in the present, we also see the online markets wherein farmers can reach across the globe. Agricultural markets are developed due to seamless interplay of various factors. More factors we are going to see in the next chapter. By understanding the structure of agricultural markets, farmers can navigate market challenges and seize opportunities. The future holds immense promise for agricultural markets in India. We see the beautiful collaboration and cooperation between different players and the channels connected with agricultural markets. And this is how India can transform its agricultural markets into a vibrant sector by prioritizing concerted efforts and ensuring a win-win-win situation for the farmers, for the consumers, and the economy as a whole. So with this, we complete chapter 2. Thank you very much.